All right, it's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So today at noon is the kickoff of the first game of the NFL season as your Chicago Bears take on the Atlanta Falcons. Free agent acquisition Mike Glennon will start Sunday's opener as quarterback for the Bears. The Bears are the only NFL team that opens its season by playing four straight opponents that have had winning records in 2016. After hosting Atlanta, they'll visit Tampa Bay, play the Steelers at home, and then travel to Green Bay. Patrick McCaskey, he's the grandson of George Halas, and is currently the co-owner and vice president of the Chicago Bears, as well as the chairman of the Sports Faith International Advisory Board. Pat is the author of four best-selling books. His newest book is called Pilgrimage, and joining us in studio tonight is Patrick McCaskey. Mr. McCaskey, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Dave. It's wonderful to be here.
Always happy to have you here. Today's the big kickoff, Bears-Falcons, and I was looking at this. This is the first time that the Falcons and the Bears have met up since 2014 when they were in Atlanta. But the Falcons haven't been in Chicago since the opening weekend of 2011. And what's more, the two teams have split their last four matchups, but Chicago has come out on top in the last two. Any thoughts on today's game?
I think it's going to be a very good game. We look forward to playing the Falcons because they were the NFC champions last season.
Yeah.
And they are a very, very good team.
Yeah. But it'll be an exciting game, new opportunities, new guys on the field, so it's going to be fun to watch.
Yes, it will.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Let's first talk about your legendary grandfather, George Halas, who owned the team for 62 years. I love your story about his journey, which started with a career at Western Electric in Chicago, right?
Yes, that's right. He worked there for a year after high school and then during his college summers. And the year after high school at Crane Tech was so that he could gain some weight before he tried to play Big Ten football for the University of Illinois.
Right, right, right. And the rest is history there, right?
Yes.
Your grandfather was an optimist. America needed optimists as it battled through the Depression and two wars during the 20th century. And those who knew your grandpa would tell you that he lived a life of passion every day and never looked back.
Yes, he was very dedicated to the Bears and the National Football League and is really a pillar of the NFL.
He was. Always had a gift for encouragement and support.
Yes, he did. Yeah. To everyone in his family and who worked for the Bears and who worked for the National Football League.
Now let's talk a little bit about you. You've been going to games, of course, since you were a kid, training camps when you were 7 years old, as we said, a Notre Dame High School alum. In Niles, you played football in high school.
I did. I was on a team that won every game by an average of 29 points when I was a senior. I was the defensive signal caller, right outside linebacker, and quarterback.
And I got to assume that playing football was encouraged in the family.
Yes, it was. I was very fortunate. I started going to the Bears games when I was five. My brothers and I sat on an army blanket next to the Bears bench while my grandfather coached.
Wow. That's cool.
And my grandfather once said to an official, "No man is completely worthless. You can always serve as a horrible example."
That's true. That is true. There was a time, though, that they said you couldn't play football anymore. So how did that make you feel when it was such a major influence in your life?
After high school, my eye doctor said no more contact sports. So
yeah.
I had been a miler and a two-miler on the track team. So after my doctor's advice, I ran cross-country at Cheshire Academy in Connecticut.
Gotcha.
And that worked out fine. I was first in the conference and 14th in the New England championships. So it worked out well.
It did work out well. You've been around football all your life. You started working for the Bears over 40 years ago. How did that journey begin?
For my last two semesters at Indiana University, I lived in a sorority with 70 ladies as their houseboy, and I gave
That's not a bad gig.
Well, I gave it up to work for the Bears.
Yeah.
Because I thought that was a better gig.
Okay. All right. Okay. And when you started working with the Bears, who was the star player at the time? Because Walter started in 75. So who was the big name back in the day?
Doug Buffon was a very good player.
Yeah, he was.
Yes.
He was. What exactly was your job with the Bears, and what did you do right in the very beginning?
I worked in the ticket office until training camp, and then I was the publicity assistant.
Okay.
And when my father introduced me to the press corps at St. Joseph's College in Rensselaer, Indiana, where the Bears had their training camp. He asked me, would you like to show these guys some of those poems you've been writing? And I said, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Okay. But then, you know, you were public relations director, director of community involvement, then director of special projects, then a community Chicago Bears board member. How long did it take to move from being in the ticket office? Because I have to say, it's great to hear family members working from the ground up. I mean, you got your experience at a very young age, you know, working and doing some of the grunt work, and then you worked your way up in the organization.
The summer after eighth grade, I was an office boy for the Bears.
Yeah.
And I collated the playbooks, and the Bears won the championship.
That's very cool.
That was a good start.
That was a good start, yeah.
Yep.
How has your faith helped you through difficult times in life? Because everybody's got them. Everyone's got challenges, and people want to, you know, they've got to turn to something and try to find, you know, some faith and some comfort. How does your faith, you know, been there for you?
My grandfather was my godfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to St. Mary's School in Des Plaines and Notre Dame High School in Niles and Loyola University in Chicago and DePaul University in Chicago. Our family is very much faith-based. My parents were wonderful examples of living a faith-based life, and my mother is still that way. My father died in 2003. And my grandfather was a man of faith and a man of prayer.
And with that said, sports and faith, there's obviously something tied in not only in the Chicago Bears and the team, but also on international level. There's an office of sports at the Vatican, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's something that St. John Paul II started.
That's cool.
And it's a wonderful project and it's ongoing.
And you're the chairman of the Sports Faith International organization and the Sports Faith Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what you do.
We recognize people who are successful in sports while leading exemplary lives. And we have our award ceremonies on Pentecost Vigil.
Okay.
And we induct people into the Sports Faith Hall of Fame.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, your new book, and I've read all your books, your new book is called Pilgrimage, and the book examines the trips people make to Christian holy places, but also follows pilgrimages you made, visiting Washington, D.C., visiting Pope Benedict, seeing Pope Francis. Plus, there's trips that you took to historic sites with your that are based kind of on your favorite writers like Carl Sandburg and Mark Twain and so forth. And you're saying that these pilgrimages that you've made helped develop your faith and your work ethic even more.
They did. The book started with the literary pilgrimages that I made to the historic sites of some of my favorite authors, Earl Hamner in Virginia, John Powers in Wisconsin, Carl Sandburg in North Carolina, Scott Sanders in Indiana, James Thurber in Ohio, Mark Twain in Connecticut, and E.B. White in Maine.
And what made you go out and explore this? What said to you after you've, you know, obviously enjoyed their books and their works, what made you say, I'm going to go kind of look and see where, you know, they came from?
When I was a sophomore at Notre Dame High School, my writing teacher, Father Santa Nano, said to me, McCaskey, you have a unique talent. You should develop it. I replied, Father, I have to get to practice. But after I had to stop playing football, I was an English major because I wanted to be a writer. And these writers are exemplary in terms of how well they wrote and lived their lives.
The team is always encouraged to join you, your mother, Virginia, and the family at Mass before a game. And this is a longstanding tradition.
It is, not only with the Bears, but other NFL teams.
Yes, absolutely.
And in other sports. We have Mass and chapel service before every game, home and away. We try to get the Pope because we think our games are important.
Mm-hmm.
We offer $100 and two tickets. And Chuck Simpson said he probably doesn't know who to bring.
Is that right?
So we haven't been able to get him yet.
Gotcha. And you told me the story before. Your mom always sits in front and faces forward.
Yes, that's right. She doesn't want to know who is at Mass and who is not at Mass.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I am the lector, I check.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do up front. How about a, and you might have to look this up, the Bears Prayer. Do you have that with you?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
So for today's game, playing the Falcons, you have a Bears Prayer.
I do.
Yeah.
Bitterness is spiritual cancer. Forgiveness is spiritual rapture. Weather is a reminder that God is the boss. The Spirit strengthens us even after a loss. Jesus Christ is the man. Salvation is the plan. When we dance God's dance, He gives us another chance. God's work is efficient. His food is sufficient. Here's a part of my prayers. Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Chicago Bears Vice President Patrick McCaskey, thank you always so much for sharing these great stories. A new book is Pilgrimage. It's available wherever books are sold. And, of course, today, Chicago Bears play at noon, and we'll be praying for them.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, sir. All right, much more ahead on 720 WGN.